Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now.
I wanna be where you are.
I wanna be where you are.
About today, wouldn't it be an amazing thing to walk in this life without the stresses of daily life? Wouldn't it be nice to just go around and have peace of mind all of the time? That would be a blessing. That would be blissful. It would be lovely. However, we know that that is not the case. And every day we are dealing with a new level of stress on so many different aspects of our life, so many different facets. I'm going to go into a word of prayer. Father, I come before you asking that you bless me with the wisdom necessary to come forth with this prayer for your people on today. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will anoint me with power and with enough scriptural wisdom and strength, Father, and you will bless me with what it's going to take to get through to your people, that they do not have to walk in the area of stress. That it is not your will that they walk around stressed out and frustrated with their life, that they can be in a place of peace. Father, I love you and I glorify you. In Jesus' wonderful and precious name I pray. Amen. I want to come to you and talk to you about the tension. When we deal with a lot of stress, we're dealing with tensions. We deal with a bunch of emotional strain. And it comes from a lot of different areas of our life, just the demand on our life, wanting to be where we need to be at a certain time, dealing with traffic, wanting to be somewhere in your life, in your personal life, and not being able to get there or feeling as though you're not going to get there. Another area of stress is when you know that God has something for you, you have a purpose, and he has a plan for your life, and yet you don't see yourself walking in that. That brings a lot of pressure, brings a lot of tension. And we know that just like a pot that has a lid on it and it's filled with water, after a while it'll begin to steam. The steam will come up through the cracks of the pot, through the lid. No matter how much you try to cover it with that lid, the steam is going to find a way out. I want to talk to you about being happy where you are. You have to learn how to be happy with whatever it is that you are doing for your life at this time. You may not be where you want to be, or you may not even be where you see yourself in the future, but you're going to have to learn how to be happy with your current situation. Because if not, you'll find yourself so stressed out, so distraught, that you won't reach that next level. You won't reach that destination of where you need to be, because the stress in your life will keep you so off focus that you don't reach it. Stress is a distraction. When we're stressed out, it distracts us from our purpose. It distracts us from the plans of our life. For example, you can have plans to do some things, and if you get stressed out, all of that gets set back because you have to deal with your emotional state. And in order to deal with your emotional state, you have to change the wave of your pattern for that day, change the wave of the instructions that you set out for your day, your daily plan. Father, I come before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I come rebuking the lie of the enemy that we are so distracted in our minds due to social media, due to what's taking place in our lives, that we are so distracted that we cannot go forward. In the name of Jesus, when we cast all of our cares upon you, when we let go of the burden and the yoke in our life, those things that destroy our minds, that destroy our peace, when we let go of those things and we give them to you, we walk in a peace and we are able to walk forward in the things that you have for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke tension in the minds of your people on today. I cancel the lies of the enemy upon their life, that they won't make it, that they're not good enough, that they'll never achieve anything. Father, those things are lies. And in the name of Jesus, I cancel them. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Father, help us to commit unto you in all that we do so that our plans will succeed. And not that they succeed so that we can be boastful in them, so that we can be proud, but that they will succeed so that we can bring glory and honor to your name. Father, help us to trust you. Help us to be a motivation unto our own self through your precious power, through your precious anointing, and through an intimate and close relationship with you, through a closer walk with you. And as we are strengthened through motivation, Lord God, and as we begin to speak peace to ourselves, as we begin to speak life to ourselves, Father, help us to, once we have gotten strong enough, Lord, that we also strengthen our brother. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. We should not be afraid because God is with us. We have Yahweh, our Father, with us. The great I Am, the wonderful and awesome Creator, is with us. He is omnipresent. He is in all places at all times. He is at your service, not as in a service to you, but he is willing to give you the things that you need to succeed. He has given us the wonderful Holy Spirit, which is a comforter to us, a teacher to us, and he comforts us. So when you are in a place of stressfulness, when you are a place of frustration and tension and so much buildup in your life, allow the Holy Spirit to comfort you. There are so many times in our life, and I can speak for myself, when I was under so much pressure and the Holy Spirit would want to minister to me. And then I would have the angels of the Lord ministering to my heart and saying, listen and relax and read the word. And sometimes we could get in that place. If we're honest with ourselves, I know I have gotten to that place where I didn't want the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Not because I just didn't want it to be me, but I didn't want to be comforted. I wanted things to be fixed, and I wanted them to be fixed right away. I didn't want to deal with the comfort. I wanted to cry. I wanted to pitch a fit and kick and scream and say, I want what was taken from me. And I would not allow the Holy Spirit to comfort me, and I would not allow the angels of the Lord to minister to me as they had been sent from the Lord to minister to me. And I remember them saying, sister, they would just say, sister, and just begin to minister to me and say, but what about all that God is doing? And I would say, I don't care. I don't want it. I'm tired. I'm tired and I'm frustrated. And so many of us get tired and we get frustrated to the point that we will not allow comfort into our hearts. We even find that in biblical scripture. So I know that we're not the only ones. Even in scripture, we find that our brothers and sisters in the faith were being comforted, but they would not receive the comfort. All they saw was what they were going through at that time. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will take away the cloth of obedience to your flesh. There's a covering over you, a cloth over you that is obedient to your fleshly desires, to the things that you need, the things that you want, the things you are not willing to give up. And I ask you to submit yourself unto the Holy Spirit so he can lead you and guide you in your purpose into a closer and more intimate walk in relationship with the great I Am. Because you will not be able to accomplish this in your own flesh. Your flesh wants what it wants. Your flesh wants to be angry. Your flesh wants to fight. Your flesh wants to prove its point. And so what I ask you to do is step away from that. Step away from the obedience of your flesh and say, it may not feel good, but Lord, crucify this flesh and take me to a higher place in you. Crucify my flesh and take me to a higher place in you. Another reason why we're so stressed out, and I'm praying for you guys, is because we desire to do and be what others want us to do and be. We have released our flesh from being obedient unto the great I am, unto the Holy Spirit as he leads us, into being obedient to what people want us to be and what they expect of us. We have to stop being what other people desire to see in us and release our flesh from acceptance of other people and bring ourselves to a place where we are obedient and we are allowing our flesh to die and we are only seeking a spiritual cleansing that we'll be obedient unto the great I am. Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, our brother Jesus, he came and he rebuked the flesh. He canceled the debt of sin upon our life. And he desires that we walk in greatness. He has shown us the way. He has been that example for us. He has been that example that keeps us. He shows us the way to be kept. But we would have to listen. We would have to take heed to the examples that he left for us. He left wonderful examples of him being in a place, in a position of being able to avenge himself. But he did not. He turned and walked away. He is an example of turning the other cheek. And I, on a daily basis, need to die to my own self to get to that place. And you do too. So let us pray about that. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to die to our flesh. Help us to be that example that Jesus was. He was an example of love and compassion. He was also an example of order, godly order. And it's important that we walk in order and that our flesh be in order and be in check to the will of God, that we may be holy and righteous and be an enlightened and an example unto the world. We rebuke fear in the name of Jesus. We come against the lie of the enemy. The enemy that has us shaken up, that if we don't fit into a certain cookie-cutter image, that we are not worthy. We are worthy. We are worthy. We all have different purpose in our life. We all have a different plan, and God wants to use you. I rebuke stress in your life in the name of Jesus, and tension in your life in the name of Jesus. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." You want to have his good, his pleasing, and his perfect will done in your life. Anything other than that is a disaster waiting to happen. Luke 21:12, "By standing firm, you will gain life." By standing firm, you will gain life. There is nothing but death in our own flesh. As a matter of fact, our flesh dies. So there is death in obeying our flesh, and there is death in this flesh. Only our spirit continues on. Our soul continues on because it is eternal, because it connects back with the Father when we walk in perfect relationship with him, when we walk not in a lifestyle of sin and we accept Jesus, Yeshua, our brother, as our Lord and Savior. Commit unto God. Walk in peace. Crush Satan under your feet. Romans 16:20 says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you." We have the authority to crush Satan under our feet. We have that authority. It has been given unto us. But we have to walk into it. We have to accept it. And we have to be willing to take it on. And we have to be willing to be obedient. My prayers are with you. I speak peace and blessings over your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you cover their minds with the blood of Jesus, that you bring them to a place of repentance, Lord God, that you keep them in perfect peace, O Father, and away from the ills of the enemy, the lies, the destruction that he has waiting for them when they walk according to their flesh. Lord God, give them a hope, Lord God, for a brighter future for their own life. Continue to give them structure, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless them with the love and joy and that you have walked in, oh, Father. Let us be an example and a light to the world. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You guys, I love you. Thank you so much for stopping by for this short prayer. I just really wanted to pray for you guys concerning stress. We all go through it. We all go through things in our life that are so life-changing and crushing. And it is my prayer that you will continue on. I love you. Continue on in the faith of dying to your flesh on a daily basis. I love you. In Jesus' name, you are my sisters and my brothers. Thank you for stopping by. God bless.